Very often, as young people who are coming of age, we look at the world around us and we see things that need fixing, things which are a little bit imperfect. I remember once, not too long ago, I was speaking to the rabbi of the community, and I observed to the rabbi that there were significant challenges in the community which were being left unaddressed. And the rabbi, instead of taking the critique in stride, got quite angry, and he said, you know, you're young. Young people don't understand the challenges of this world. And I think the rabbi has a point. But that said, the question is, as young people, when we look around at the world and we see that things are imperfect, how should we react? Should we just take it in stride? And should we let things go and say the leaders have it all figured out? Or should we, in some circumstances, take matters into our own hands and try to manifest the change that we think needs to be created? In this year, we're going to study the Sicha in Likutei Sichas Chilek Beis on Parshas Pinchas, one of the Rebbe's teachings on Parshas Pinchas, where the Rebbe addresses this question of how it is that young people should behave when they see that leaders are not taking action and are not addressing challenges they think are real challenges. And we're going to see if the Rebbe stresses that young people should take the action in order to create the change that they think needs to be created. We're going to read the Sicha inside. It's going to be a text-based shir, starting in Likutei Sichas Chelek Beis, page 342 of Parshas Pinchas. Aleph. In Ha'intigra Sedra, in this week's Parsha, Vetritzel, the Parsha tells us, as when this is Forgikum and Dimaisa Zimri, when the account of Zimri happened, if we'll remember from last week's Parsha, from the end of Parsha's Balak, that Zimri was one of the leaders of the tribe of Shimon. And as the Jewish people were sinning, as Jewish people were engaging in immodest sexual behavior with the daughters of Midian in the plains of Moab, Zimri quite publicly and flagrantly takes Cozbi Bas Tzur, the daughter of one of the Midianite princes, and parades her in front of Moshe, showing that he's going to partake in and endorse the sexual immorality the Jewish people are engaging in with the Midianite women. So when Zimri does that, Hapanin Gevust Vasutan, no one knew what to do. No one knew how to react. How should we treat Zimri? Chotzein given there by Moshe Elazar Mitzikainim, although it was the case that Moshe and Elazar, as in Moshe, who was the leader of the Jewish people, and Elazar, who was the highest priestly leader, the highest religious leader, Mitzikainim with all the elders. Chotzein on Yerufin Pinchas. At that point, Pinchas was called. Vas Erz given the Tzor Shebechabura. He was the youngest, he was the most inexperienced of all the Jewish sages. The Gemara Rechadois, they say that the Emotion can learn Torah mit Yidden. In order to illustrate that Pinchas was the youngest and most inexperienced of the Jewish leaders, the Rebbe cites the Gemara in Eirvin, Daftan Daladam at Beis, where the Gemara there says, the Gemara Rechadois, they say that the Emotion can learn Torah mit Yidden. The Gemara there discusses the order in which Moshe would transmit the Torah to the Jewish people. So shall declare it with Aaron. First, after Moshe heard the divine commandments, he would teach them to Aaron. There noch with Elazar v'Isamar. Then Moshe would review with Elazar and Isamar, who were Aaron's sons, who were the two second-in-command Kohanim. There noch with Yishev and Zekanim. Thereafter, he would teach the 70 elders. And there noch with Ali Yidin. And only then would Moshe teach the Torah to all the Jews. Kumtach ois, it emerges then. As Pinchas had gelernt, zusammen mit all Yidden gleich. Pinchas learned together with all the Jewish people equally. As Kanoim Poigimbe. So there was a hierarchy of who learned the Torah with Moshe. We have Moshe learning directly from Hashem, Moshe learning with Aaron, Moshe teaching to Allah and Yisamar, and Moshe teaching to the 70 Zakanim, then Moshe teaching to all of Klal Yisrael. And the Rebbe is trying to bring out that Pinchas didn't have a privileged Torah study. Pinchas' Torah study was at the same level, at the same rank as everyone else's. He wasn't in any elevated class. And Pinchas learned this rule of Haboyal Aramis, if somebody engages in sexual immorality publicly with a non-Jewish woman in a Jewish context, then Kanayim Paygimbay. Then the Torah rule is that zealous people, or to use more contemporary translation, fanatical people, are permitted to go out and attack this person for his public desecration of Jewish values. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us there, in Sanhedrin Pei Beis Amud Aleph, that Moshe and the elders, when they saw Zimri's action, were confounded. They didn't know what to do. And Pinchas reminded them of this halacha of Kanoyim Poikinboy, that fanatics are allowed to take matters into their own hands in this circumstance. So Moshe responded, let the one who read the letter, as in Pinchas is coming and reading the letter, he's reminding them of the letter of the law, he should be the pervanka, he should be, as Rashi says, the shliach, the agent, to carry out what it says in the letter. So that's the narrative. But this is a story that happened a long time ago. So what's the contemporary relevance? The Rebbe says, the unweising von dem is, es sein fern yonim, was gedelem shebedo schweigen, und sagen nicht wegen dem. There are certain things which the greatest people of the generation are silent and don't say anything about them. But the fact that the gedolim, the fact that the great people are silent and they're not doing anything about what's going on, that they're not addressing problems that that you see, doesn't mean that we shouldn't do anything. And moreover, you make all sorts of calculations and all sorts of scholarly hermeneutics and scholarly moves to show why it is that you shouldn't need to address the problems that you see. May their visit, we should know. If you see that you're able to take action, then you must take action. And the fact that people who are greater than you, older than you, or more experienced than you, say nothing, is thus efshir k'dei sheithel Pinchas ha'kohuna. It could be that that's in order for you to become a Kohen. It's in order for you to manifest your potential as a leader. Das heißt, als das ist sein Chelek, was darf das mewahre sein, und durch dem Davke wird zukommen zu sein Schlemus. It could be that the reason why no one's taking action is because this is your Chelek in the world. This is your portion in the world upon which you're meant to take action. And only through you taking action here will you come to the perfection that you need to come to as a person. Just as in the physical world, everyone has their own portion. As the Gemara in Yuma tells us, that no one is able to impact somebody else's parnasa, somebody else's livelihood. Meaning, sometimes people are under the impression that life is a zero-sum game, and if my friend or my colleague or my competitor got this job or got this customer, then that means that I'm going to be missing out on what I was meant to get. So Gemara and Yuma tells us, no, that there is a certain element of providence that inheres in our financial or professional opportunities. And life is not a zero-sum game. Just because somebody's doing well doesn't mean that they're depriving you of what you're meant to get. If you're meant to get it, God will find a way to get you what you're meant to get. So just as that's the case in physicality, so it is, and even more so, when it comes to spiritual matters. As yeder einer hat seine chelek in Torah, that everyone has their unique portion in Torah. Das ist was man sagt, das sind chelkeinu b'seir yosecha. That explains the Mishnah Pirkei Avos and the line that we say at the beginning of davening, and then also at the end of every Shemana Esrei, "V'sein chalkeinu b'seir yosecha." Give us our portion in your Torah. What does it mean, our portion? Everyone has a unique portion. V'zos mein nitnar in farshtein Torah. This doesn't only mean in understanding the Torah. Nor oyichin mechadish zayin. But also our unique portion in innovating in the Torah. V'di gemara d'etzalta menachas, like the gemara in Menachas tells us, a very famous gemara, the Chof Tesemid Beis, as Rabbi Kiva had gezogt, advar alocha v'safilu meishu adbeinu, had nit givust from them. The Rabbi Akiva taught words of Torah that even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand. And the point being that although it's the case that Hashem gave Moshe the original Torah, the Torah Shebiksav, the Torah Shebiksav is an encoded work, and in it is encoded the Torah Shebaal Peh. And although it's the case that we learn in the Yerushalmi that Kol Masha Talmud Vasik Osin Lechadish, that whatever any good student is going to in the future innovate, if our Nitin El Moshe Misinai was already given to Moshe at Sinai, it doesn't necessarily mean that Moshe apprehended what was being told him there, but rather that Moshe got the general principles, and it's the responsibility of each of us to derive new principles from the Torah as history progresses. And that's not only true when it comes to understanding Torah, but it also comes with respect to fulfilling mitzvahs. Onukim mitzvahs. And the fact that you're engaging in mitzvos, and perhaps even unique mitzvos, or somebody else is engaging in mitzvos, and even unique mitzvos, doesn't foreclose anybody else's possibility or your possibility to engage in unique mitzvos. Now the Rebbe says, you might ask from Rabbi Kiva's statement in Chagiga of Tessalim and Aleph, that Rabbi Kiva says, Zocha neitel chelke v'chelek chaveri. that if a person merits, they'll take both their portion in the world to come and the portion of their friend in the world to come. Meaning, if you had two people, one was righteous and one was wicked. Each person, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva says, has a portion in Gan Eden and a portion in Gehenna, a portion in the Garden of Eden and a portion in hell. And the contention is that if you had one person who was righteous and one person who was wicked, then the righteous person will get both portions in heaven. So you might say, it seems from this Gemara that it does seem that somebody could take away somebody else's portion. So Rebbe says, no, that's only true. Does Red Zechveg and Gan Eden, that's only true of the Garden of Eden of heaven. Vaz das is Schar Mitzvahs, which refers to the reward of Mitzvahs. Arbe the Mitzvah Alin, vaz is Hecher von der Schar, but the Mitzvah itself, which is higher than the reward for the Mitzvah. As we know from Pirkei Avos, that's Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. So in them, within Mitzvahs, Hat Yeder Einer Zayin Chelek, everyone has their unique portion. Uvemele ken zayin as das was kener totesnit. Is this vayle das is zayin inyan was eridar from apatan. So everyone has their own unique portion, and it could be the case, the Rebbe suggests, that the fact that nobody is addressing the problem that you see means that it's your responsibility to take care of it. If Pinchas in state, the Targum Yonason and also the Alkut Shemaini tell us of Pinchas. Pinchas ze Elio. Pinchas is Elio. We meet a great Navi and a Baal Mephis, a miracle worker, in Sefer Melachim Aleph and Melachim Beis, named Elio HaNavi. And that we learn from Targum Yonason and the Alkut Shemaini here is that Pinchas is identical to Elio. So what does this mean? The question is asked in this. Pinchas comes historically before Elio. After all, Pinchas was one of the people who left Egypt, whereas Elio lives near the end of the first temple period. So given the historical order, it should have told us, Elio ze Pinchas. Elio is Pinchas. Meaning, who's prior? Is it Pinchas or is it Elio? And we would think, historically speaking at least, it should be Pinchas, not Elio. Is there Teretz of them? The answer is, the Rebbe, Leit dem vas eshtet in Zayar. We can learn it according to that which it says in the Zayar. Chelik Aleph Taf Mem Vav Med Beis. As Elio was given noch gor frier. Elio was around far before Pinchas. Nordan is arnit given ken yulodisha. But when the reality of Elio first entered the world, he wasn't born of a woman. He wasn't the child of a man and a woman, nor a malach. But rather, Elio was an angelic agent. And that's why it says that Pinchas is Elio. So what does this mean? This seems very bizarre. It's some arcane Kabbalistic discussion. What, first of all, what does it mean practically? And second, what relevance does it have to us sitting here in 2021? Or for that matter, in 1954 when the Sikha was first said. So the Rebbe explains, in Aveda is thus. The Avoda, the spiritual relevance for us is, we previously said, as in Mant Bayeder Einim, Nit Kukun of Kainim, that it's demanded of everyone not to look at what anyone else is doing. And anything that comes to your hand, anything which you have the opportunity to change, to make positive change about, you should take and accomplish. Fretman, the question is, Vumentnem Kriches if them. What empowers you to do so? After all, you might be young, you might not be as educated as the people in power. What gives you the power to go ahead and make change? Is if them Zogenmen, Pinchas Zelio. So the answer to that is that Pinchas is Elio. Vibald as the Ebishter hot mazmin given an inyan, but sardarifim tod b'mesiras nefesh. Given that the Ebishter, given that Hashem, gave you an opportunity to do something, to make transformative change, but which forces you to act in a manner of self-sacrifice, meaning that you might need to put yourself on the line. You'll have to go out of your comfort zone in order to accomplish what needs to be accomplished. Git benam kechas if them. So Hashem doesn't only give you the opportunity, but He also empowers you to accomplish what needs to be accomplished. And how does He do that? Get benu keches if them, when it's can gemolt zayin, as in them get a rein, anitzus fanazah, vasiznit kein yulod isha. It could be the case, Rebbe says, that in order for you to be empowered to accomplish what needs to be accomplished, Hashem will give you the spark. He'll give you the inspiration of an angel, of an Elio. So what this means is, first, when the Yalkut Shemini or the Targum Edesan tell us that Pinchas is Elio, it means that when Pinchas saw a problem and he decided to take action and go very much out of his comfort zone and put himself at risk, he was filled with the Spirit. And what Spirit was that? What was the nature of the Holy Spirit that filled him? It means he manifested the consciousness of Elio. And the Rebbe is suggesting that this is not what we call himmlische Sachen. This is not lofty, heavenly things which are beyond us. But rather, the Rebbe says, when you see challenges, when you feel that change needs to happen, and you feel filled with the spirit of inspiration, very often that inspiration can be given to you from above. And the inspiration is beyond the powers that you naturally have. And sometimes, in such an inspired state, you'll take action, and then you'll look back and see what you've done and see what you've accomplished, and you won't believe that you accomplished that. You'll ask, how could I have accomplished that? And the answer is, in a certain sense, you didn't accomplish that. But rather, you made yourself a conduit for the divine energy to flow through you. You made yourself a conduit to be an Elio HaNavi. And this fits very nicely with the general Hasidic theme that pretty much anyone can be a relevant Elio HaNavi in other people's lives. Elio HaNavi is a consciousness which can manifest through people at any point throughout history, at any time, at any place. The Ra von dem in unser Dar, the lesson from this in our generation, to Aliyah enlightenment, to all young people is, as they darfen it machen kein cheshbonis, that when they see change that needs to happen, they shouldn't make calculations, as der kanton und jener kanton, that somebody can take care of it and someone else can take care of it, darfen ze wissen, as das ist der chelik, they need to know that this is their portion. If you see change that needs to happen, you need to go and make the change. Und sie haben kechesif them. And not only that, they're empowered for to make the change. They're empowered to be successful. And they need to do so. They need to make the change in a manner of Mesiris Nefesh, in a self-sacrificial way, in a way that goes out of their comfort zone. Un Mesiris Nefesh, and what does it mean to live self-sacrificially? Is vid rebat gezak, it's as the sixth Rebbe said, the Friedrich Rebbe said, Mesiris Nefesh meet nit a rivgin if a dach on a rope barfen sich chas v'shalom. Self-sacrifice doesn't mean getting up on a roof and jumping off, heaven forbid. Mesiris Nefesh darf sein on a rash, un ontum. Self-sacrificial behavior should be without noise, not hullabaloo. Verum loy birash havaya. Because as we know from Malachim Aleph in a passage which is actually discussing Elio, Hashem does not live in the whirlwind. Hashem doesn't live in a noisy place. Rather, Hashem lives in the cold of Madaka. Hashem lives in the place of humility and silence. So what then is the relevant self-sacrifice? If Darf Zayim Mesiris Nefesh and Alep Ulis von Tog Tegelichen Leben, one has to live self-sacrificially, one has to go out of their comfort zone, force themselves to behave in the proper way in all details of daily life. Oitem Oznoi, Oitem Einov. One needs to close their ears and make sure they don't hear what they're not meant to hear. They need to close their eyes and not see what they're not meant to see. Afilu in Teir Oich, Darf Zayim Mesiris Nefesh. As there's a lit nem in Torah to zich, nor nem in zich to the Torah. Even in Torah study itself and in Torah behavior, one needs to engage in self-sacrificial behavior. That he shouldn't take Torah to himself, as in he shouldn't try to make the Torah fit into his lifestyle, into his comfort zone, but rather to make one's own self fit into the Torah and what the Torah actually wants. When has been vilmet an emes, and when one truly wants that, when one truly desires that, then that min lo yisfir, and they'll accomplish it. When a person lives life in the self-sacrificial way of Pinchas, is oich Pinchas zelio, v'servet m'vashe zayin digula. Then a person becomes the type of person within whom the spirit of Elio HaNavi rests, and we know that Elio HaNavi is going to be the harbinger of the geula, of the final redemption, of the messianic era. Thus haste, as the ganze avodah von Itzter is a achana zu Mashiachin. If machni veld an mikdash lo yisbarach, that the entire service, the entire purpose of our work in the world now, and read now as the moment you're listening to this year, although the Sikha was originally said in the year 1954, that everything we're doing now is a preparation to make Mashiach come, meaning Mashiach doesn't just come, we bring him. In order to make the world a sanctuary for Hashem.